I rise in support of House Resolution 836. I'd just like to make a few brief comments about this. Never in the history of Pennsylvania or even the United States or perhaps the world have we quarantined the healthy in order to protect the sick. I don't understand that. That's an approach which has never been in history, has never occurred. We had the Spanish flu, which we've talked about the Spanish flu, and actually the coronavirus is a derivation of the strain that actually was the Spanish flu. At that time, there were 500 million people affected by the Spanish flu. This was in 1918. That was about, at that time, was one-third of the world population. There were 20 million deaths, and yet we didn't do anything like we're doing today. And it might interest people to know that the Spanish flu, there's still no vaccine for it. How did we cope with it? We coped with it naturally by, over a period of time, the people in their immune system developed an immunity to it. I grew up at a time when mumps, measles, and chickenpox were prevalent. And the way that they were handled then is that if you got mumps or measles or chickenpox or something like that, you were quarantined. You stayed at home. There was a health officer came around and put a sign on your house. If you go on the internet now, there are people selling these signs and for the historical value of them. That was the way that we did it. We quarantined the sick. I also grew up in a time when most of the people here won't remember, in polio. Polio was a devastating disease that affected about 35,000 people every year with a crippling deformity. What did we do? We quarantined the people who had that disease. It might be interesting for people to note that on an average flu season in the United States, 60,000 people die, somewhere around that number. In the 2017-2018 flu season, we had 80,000 people die in the United States, 80,000. And what's interesting about that time period is we had a vaccine. Did we shut down the country? Did we shut down the state? Did we send everybody home to stay locked up? The answer is no. I don't understand, and we'll never answer it today, why the publicity has gotten so great concerning this. There's no question about it. This is a devastating disease for certain people, and it is perhaps worse for some in some situations. The time when we started this whole process out, nobody knew what was going on. That is not the case any longer. We know where the disease occurs. We know who it attacks. And we know how to deal with it. The median age of a death in Pennsylvania is 84. Somewhere between 70% and 80% of the deaths come out of where? Or the cases come out of nursing homes. We know where to focus the problem. We expected a surge. Supposedly we had to flatten a curve. That was why all hospitals had to be shut down. At least a month ago, or perhaps a month and a half ago, when UPMC finally said, look, we have 5,500 beds in our system. Less than 2% of them, or around 2% of them, are all that are devoted to coronavirus. We've got to open up the system and get back to work. I would also like to point out a couple of examples that occurred during the red phase. I have a manufacturing facility in my district that employs 500 people. They worked. Every day, 500 people worked every day, except for they had to shut down 2 weeks because their supply chain was cut off due to all of the other businesses being closed. The number of coronavirus cases they had in that facility, zero, none. And that was during the so-called red phase. We've heard the statistics again of UPMC, which has 30-some elderly care facilities. They had zero cases of coronavirus. Mr. President, this is no longer an emergency. This has turned into an endurance for Pennsylvania. And the evidence just no longer supports restricting the rights of healthy individuals to be able to not do what they would normally do in a free society. I think the time has come for individual responsibility. And by that I mean, if a business doesn't want to open, fine, don't open. If you don't want to patronize a business, then don't patronize a certain business that you don't like. If you're afraid to go out of your house, then stay home. But it's up to the individuals. My constituents ask me all the time or tell me, all we want to do is treat us like adults. We have not been treated like adults in this entire process. We have been. We don't want babysitters. Don't tell us everything that we need to do. I have great faith in the citizens of my district, in the citizens of Pennsylvania, and in the citizens of the United States to make reasonable, rational, and responsible decisions concerning this crisis and the sickness that's out there. I think we need to trust those people. I'm not only asking for an affirmative vote on House Resolution 836, we can't afford not to have an affirmative vote on House Resolution 836.